engage the enemy of your mind. Wake up! Engage the enemy of your mind with the truth.
Welcome to Smell the Truth Radio, brought to you by smellthetruth.com. With your host, Dr. David Berman, and now your co-host, the coach, Rob Lotito.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to another broadcast of Smell the Truth Radio. I am the coach with you, Rob Lotito, and as always, our host and resident pastor, doctor, all-around good guy, David Berman.
All right.
I left you speechless today when I call you a good guy.
I'm telling you.
At least people don't know what we call each other.
I'm just not used to you being nice to me, coach.
Oh, come on. I'm nice to you. I need something.
There you go.
Well, you know, Dr. David Berman here took me fishing not too long ago, and I'm not the greatest fisherman. Can we confess that on air?
We're going to confess that on air, yes.
Right, it's a confession before God.
Yeah.
And the part I have a hard time with, it's not the hook getting in the water, and you taught me some little tricks on how to tie and stuff like that, which was, I thank you for doing that.
Well, of course, you're welcome.
And, you know, you got the boat out there, and you're working with, you know, he goes right into the water. You wouldn't think that, you know, some pastors would go out there and do this, but he's got his shoes off, and he's putting the boat out there, and he's yelling at him, do this, and we're having a good time. So we're out there fishing. We're out there for like 2.5 hours, and you're just like, is it me? Is it coach that's giving you bad luck? You're not getting
you know, we have a joke with my brother. One of my brothers, he never catches any fish, and we actually call him the anti-fish. And so we always say with my brother, wherever you're fishing, make sure none of us are around where you're fishing.
You because, get far away.
Yeah.
Well, so we didn't catch any fish, and all of a sudden, you know, the problem I have with fishing, Pastor, is that I don't know how to hook it, you know, quick enough, and I lose it sometimes.
Right.
And you're really good at that, and I learned some stuff from you, but we did catch two fish because you caught them.
Yes, I caught
on
them.
Airbnb, you caught them. But I told you where they were.
You know,
confess
what?
That.
No, I will. You were,
and you threw one right over my head.
And I caught them
backwards.
Right, it's true. Yeah, backwards.
I'm like, it's out there, and he threw it. Like, folks, if you could imagine, I'm sitting at the back of the boat. He's kind of in the front. He throws the hook over my head, over the back of the boat, lands in the water, and the fish bites the thing.
Of course, because I forgot.
Ninja.
I forgot to tell you, my brothers call me the fish ninja. Right.
Well, we enjoy here in New England this time of year, definitely using our lakes. And here in New Hampshire, we have a ton of lakes that we're able to use, and we get out on that. A little light on the subject. Pastor, we got a good subject today to continue on, Planned Parenthood Exposed. We did a few weeks back. We did a program on that. We're going to continue on that today. Sadly, the information gets worse, doesn't it?
It gets worse and worse and worse. And, of course, this is nothing that we didn't know, but we have the evidence as clear as day. And probably one of the most disheartening things to me is that as you see the evidence right before your very eyes with the words that they are speaking. I mean, we're talking about people here who are actually confessing exactly what they're doing, yet so many in the government, in the left, and so many of the apologists for Planned Parenthood, they just basically sit there and they make excuses. Or like the president says, oh, we just believe Planned Parenthood's doing the right thing. All the evidence is that they're not. This is what's upsetting me. Not only is it bad what they're doing, but people don't even care.
Is it legal filming this? I mean, I know we're not attorneys or anything, but there's a lot of information that on California, they're saying, oh, this is done illegal, and the tapes have been spliced.
Well, first of all, the tapes have not been spliced because the organization put them out in full on YouTube. You can look at them any way you want to.
Right.
First, let's talk about the legality of it for a moment. Can you imagine, just for a moment, imagine somebody complaining about the legality of whether you should record somebody in a public place and not caring about what they're doing concerning destroying human life and selling baby parts and harvesting to the highest bidder the parts of innocent children. And they're not outraged about that, but say, oh, well, there's some law that says there could be a possibility that they weren't supposed to tape them in an undercover way. Well, every journalist knows that this is one of the ways in which you get information, in which you prove cases when you do journalism, whether it's legal or not. can we actually say that that's the big question here?
Yeah.
Not that babies are being killed or their parts harvested like, you know, like car parts. So they're outraged about the camera. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's just ludicrous what's going on in our country. Did you ever think we'd get to the time, Pastor, where we would see a woman in this video? If you haven't saw the videos, we strongly recommend. We pray first before you go watch the videos, but we need to be exposed to this, folks, because it is horrible. But, Pastor, we're looking at the video off air here, and we're looking at it, and this is a normal-looking soccer mom explaining how she's going to profit to the corporation.
Yeah.
As if, you know, and it doesn't even look like a corporate person. She looks like a soccer mom, honestly.
This is your average-looking person. And when we say average-looking, we mean just like a – you wouldn't know if this person walked in. You know, you worked at a convenience store and a person walked in to grab a Coca-Cola and, you know. And she's just sitting there just sort of nonchalantly explaining how, you know, her expertise in selling body parts and how it helps the bottom line and all these types of things in which you just, it's a surreal kind of a thing. You know, what they're doing is ghoulish and demonic. And, you know, in my mind, when you think about someone who's doing these things, you know, they're going to look a certain way, like, you know, they got horns out of their head or something.
Yeah.
But it's just a regular looking lady, just talking regular while she eats her bread, butters her bread. I mean, it is unbelievable to me, and I know to you, and also to DJ, our engineer, who is just, you know, we look at each other sometimes when he's playing these clips and we're just going, what has happened to this country? And
yeah,
we have gone completely off the deep end to insanity.
Well, since we've been talking about the clip, Pastor, why don't we have our good engineer, DJ, cue that up. And it's hard to hear, but Pastor Dave, you'll go through the commentary for us and we'll talk about it a little bit more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Financial gain and the to your staff just knowing this is the end. I think everyone realizes, especially because my department contributes so much to the bottom line of our organization here, even though we're one of the largest affiliates. Our research department is the largest in the United States, larger than any of the other affiliates combined.
Wow.
So, Pastor, this comes out of the Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast. Let me just set the background, and then you can give the language, Pastor, if you could. They're in a restaurant, public place again. They're
right.
Eating.
Right.
And I don't know how the people filming this, who are, I don't know if they're Christians or not Christians, but they're doing a good job. I don't know how they're acting and playing the part, because it's sickening. Watching this transaction happen. So they're in this restaurant, they're having this lunching thing, and the words are hard to hear. So walk us through that, Pastor, and let's talk about the heinous of this.
Well, what happened was the people posed as buyers for baby parts for research. And she's talking to them, and the buyer, who's not really a buyer, it's an undercover investigation. And they did a good job remaining in character because they were doing a very important investigation, so they had to act as though that they were real buyers of fetal tissue.
So there's buyers in the marketplace. In this country, we have people that buy baby parts
absolutely.
For research.
These people are not, because they're playing the part because they're trying to get the information.
But there's actually I didn't know this. There's actually a market out there for baby buyers.
Oh, yeah. Just disgusting. Baby part buyers. I mean, it's disgusting. Melissa Farrell, who works for Planned Parenthood, her response is very clear. Now, the buyer says this, but the financial gain, I quote, but the financial gain in being to your staff, just knowing this is the end we're going for. And Melissa Farrell, who works for Planned Parenthood, says, and then I think everyone realizes, and listen to this, I'm quoting her, and then I think everyone realizes, especially because of my department, how my department contributes so much to the bottom line of our organization here.
Well, I just, you would, said, you would think go, this is a corporate meeting.
Yeah, and then she goes, you know, we're one of the largest affiliates. Our research department is the largest in the United States, larger than any other affiliates combined. So, but I think the most important line here to the buyer saying, you know, you're going to get financial gain out of this, is when Melissa Farrell says, and then I think everyone realizes, listen, everyone realizes, especially because of my my department's contributions to the bottom line, so much to the bottom line of our organization here. So she's clearly saying, look, everybody knows in Planned Parenthood how important my job is to contribute to the bottom line. Now, we're told, and the so-called president of Planned Parenthood, and I hate the name Planned Parenthood. It's really planned murder, mm-hmm. planned destruction, or as the Twitter is trending, planned butcherhood. Yeah. I think it's a better description. She said, no, we do nothing for profit when it comes to this at all. Well, look at one of the main seller, of the body parts in the main largest clinic of death.
It's contradicting that.
Is saying, yeah. Everybody knows I bring in the big bottom line here. And then what does the president say? Oh, well, we believe Planned Parenthood because Planned Parenthood said that they do everything right. I mean, you just got to ask yourself, you know, if this is maybe not a related thing, but in a way legally it is. It seems as though it doesn't matter what the leftists do, whether they break rules, break laws, whether it's Hillary Clinton with her server or whatever it may be, mm-hmm. they're not going to be held to any type of standard whatsoever. Absolutely none. Certainly not like any conservative would be held to. They could break the law at will. The president has broken the law over and over again, and nothing happens to these people. It is a sick time, my friend.
And looking at this, we talk about that lady, Melissa Farrow. We were describing her prior that she looks like a regular person that walks in to buy a cup of coffee or a Coke somewhere.
Even as she's talking, isn't she kind of talking like, oh, you know,
She's eating, you know, having the bread and the wine type of thing again, which I believe is a real mocking of our Savior in that sense that you're breaking bread having these conversations.
Yeah.
Pastor, when we come back, I want you to hold a few thoughts there, a couple things. One is I want to discuss the how do we get here type of thing again. I want to talk about where are we in America and you said something that's pretty urgent, struck my soul a little bit, an urgence in my heart to get this done, is that there's almost nothing we can do about it sometimes because the progressives are getting away with this. Yeah. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. You're listening to Smell the Truth Radio. This is The Coach with you, our host, as always, Dr. David Berman. We're talking about Planned Parenthood's atrocity of selling baby parts. We'll be right back.
Since the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision declaring abortion a so-called right, there have been over 50 million unborn children slaughtered in their mother's womb. This national tragedy is a sin that stains our nation as a whole. If our nation is unwilling to protect the most vulnerable among us, is it any wonder that all of our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are in jeopardy? Do you realize that 50 million abortions is equivalent to twice the population of Texas? An unalienable constitutional right, which means the rights that are given to us by our Creator, is the bedrock of our American freedom. Ask yourself this question. Is it really an unalienable right given from God for us to murder our unborn children? How can we take away the child's basic right to life? Unless your conscience is seared, you must conclude that God is against all murder, and particularly the egregious sin of the murder of babies. Please consider voting pro-life and speaking out on this national tragedy. Only you can make a difference in ending this horrific practice. This message has been brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Ah, today's liberal logic moment. This liberal logic moment brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
All right, we got a pretty funny liberal logic today. I was reading the newspaper and the internet the other day, and I saw a little anything on Joe Biden just makes me laugh because he gets away with stuff.
But
sometimes.
don't we need a funny liberal logic today?
This is it.
I mean, because after this topic is so awful that we've been dealing with,
we need a
little light up a little bit.
We
right?
got to lighten up and live here. It's funny, and you're gonna we're gonna have. I'm laughing already. But as I'm reading this, it said Joe Biden swims naked. And I said to myself, where is he swimming naked?
Yeah, well, but there's sort of a picture there that we don't really want. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, he's a good-looking guy and everything, but I'm not going there. But according to Secret Service source and the Washington Times, and some this fellow's writing a book, you're going to tell us the author's name in a minute, but he's swimming naked in front of Secret Service women, Pastor. And the thing that's funny about that is that he's doing it, but A, B is... If this was going any other way, Pastor, would anybody else get away with this except a progressive?
Right. Well, I do want to be fair. This is a book by Robert Kessler. It quotes numerous unnamed Secret Service agents. So,
But some of the women that are saying he swims naked in front of the women.
Yeah, there's two things in a liberal logic. One, if it's true, obviously, if a conservative was, swimming around naked in front of Secret Service agents who are female, it'd be hell to pay. But as our sound engineer mentioned before when we were off air, that even the allegation, if it was against a conservative, that it'd be the front line news. You know, it'd be this one is this vice president. If it was Cheney or someone like that, is swimming naked in front of female Secret Service agents. I think the point is, the liberal logic is two things. One, that it doesn't matter what a progressive does, they can get away with anything. They can say anything.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton, is messing around with an intern who's like 19 years old, and the feminist said nothing.
I know.
They don't care. But when it comes to a conservative, obviously, because, look, we know what's going on here. This nothing in progressivism has anything to do with truth or justice. All it has to do with furthering their agenda, and their agenda is an evil one.
Another super liberal logic moment. Let's swim with our trunks on, please.
SmellTheTruth.com.
Not gonna take it no more. Not gonna take it no more. Taking our country back.
Dr. David Berman, your host of Smell the Truth Radio. I, along with my co-host, Rob the Coach Latito, are fighting against the lies of the leftists, the globalists, and the outright followers of Satan's tyranny. Please stand with me as I speak out for biblical values, liberty, and the Constitution against the onslaught of political correctness and intimidation as we have never seen in America before. I know that I will be hated by the progressives, but I refuse to be intimidated. Please spread the word about Smell the Truth Radio. Stand with me as I am a voice for you, the real Americans who believe in our founding Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This message brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Smell the Truth Radio, this is the coach with you, and our host, as always, Dr. David Berman. Doctor, we're talking about a subject today that's a little sticky, man. This is the real deal. This is not just hearsay. This is the real deal, isn't it?
It's so shocking, and doubly shocking that there aren't people, screaming in the streets. I mean, I've been screaming about this. I've been preaching about this from the pulpit, speaking about this topic for 30 years, writing on it. Debating people on the radio, sometimes I feel like a voice crying in the wilderness. But, actually, I think that the hard work that so many of us do to expose what's going on is having an impact on the population's viewpoint of Planned Parenthood and abortion. Actually, and it's the one area in which things are still turning our way. It's just so slow.
Right.
And so many babies and human beings are being slaughtered every day as this country you know, refuses to just wake up and say enough is enough already.
Yeah, and the Word of God tells us we need to be strengthened with that. Pastor, you got a scripture for us here and some text that you want to share with the audience, don't you?
Yeah, the great Apostle Paul, the great man of God, was writing the book of 2 Timothy to one who was a son in the Lord to him, Timothy, the pastor at Ephesus, and said to him this in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than the lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." And specifically in verse 3, as I read, without natural affection, is referring to the natural affection that you have for your children.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that even, you know, as Jesus said, even human beings being evil know basically in their instinct how to give good gifts to their children. Jesus said, when he was talking about going to your Father in heaven and asking for the gift, specifically the gift of the Holy Spirit, he used the analogy. He said, even you being humans, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. Do you not think that your Father in heaven will give you the good gift? But apparently we've become so insane. As prophesied in the Bible would happen in the future, it has happened, where we don't even have natural affection to defend our own children. Not only to defend our own children, but we're actually having parents murder their own children and having men pay for the murder of their own children. And let me make a very controversial statement. People have asked me the question before. They've said to me, "Well, Pastor, are you saying that a parent that has an abortion is guilty of murder?" And let me answer this. Yes! You should go to jail for murdering your child. For God's sake. And they'll tell me, "That's a horrible statement you made, Pastor. Why should a woman be punished for what she did?" Because she's murdering her child.
So it's really, doesn't really, the agenda of taking care of women's health is not the real issue here, because we've been duped all these years.
Abortion has nothing to do with one's health.
Right.
There's nothing healthful about abortion. There's nothing that's going to be good. You're not helping a woman or the child by tearing into her and ripping her baby out of her womb.
Which sounds unnatural.
It's completely unnatural.
Yeah.
It is absolutely insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we are kind of sugarcoat. Even sometimes on the pro-life side, they try to sugarcoat things, be careful what they say. Let me not be careful what I say. If you murder your child, you're guilty of murder, and you should be punished for doing so. And that's it.
Now, you're not saying there isn't forgiveness.
Of course there's forgiveness for anything.
There's grace and mercy.
But there is, listen, there's forgiveness eternally, but there are consequences on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go out, my good brother, and you go rob a store, and you beat up the person behind the counter, you take their money, and you're in jail, and you say to me, "Pastor Dave, can I be forgiven? I'm truly sorry." I'm going to say, of course God can forgive you, but you're still going to have to suffer the consequences of the thing that you did here on earth.
Right.
And so, yes, if you've been involved in an abortion, then God can forgive you if you repent. You truly repent, of course. And thank you for making that point, Coach. But I want to be very clear here. Nobody has the right to murder their children. And murder is murder. It's simple as that. Mm-hmm. And if you say, well, if you kill the baby when it's 1 year old, then you're murdering it. Or when it's just born, you're murdering it. But 5 minutes before the baby's born, you're not. Which, by the way, is the position of Hillary Clinton and a number of the progressives.
Barack Obama.
That abortion should be absolutely legal up until the time the baby's born. And you've even had some radicals on the left say, until the baby leaves the hospital.
Wow.
This is how insane these people are, because they're, instead of, and I want to say, was watching this guy who's he's very sarcastic, Greg Gutfeld.
Greg Gutfeld, yeah.
He did make a point, though. Mm. He said,
he's on Fox News.
Yeah, he made a point that I thought was really powerful. He said, you know, it used to be that the adults would give up their lives to defend the children, that the adults would do anything to defend their child. But now we've gotten to the point where we're using the children to try to somehow heal the parents by doing research on them.
The scripture that you read there was perilous times. Do you believe those perilous times are upon us?
There's no doubt in my mind that the perilous times are upon us. And they're not just located in America. I think sometimes people make a mistake because they look at where they live in America and they say, are these signs happening in America? Well, listen, these things have happened forever around the world where you've had prostitution and sin and all kinds of, you know, and sexual morality and all those kind of things. But we have a global problem here with killing babies, with homosexual marriage, which is insane, with all this craziness, even to the point where people think they call good evil and evil good. I think what Paul prophesied in the Bible, in 2 Timothy, when he spoke to Timothy, is coming to pass before our very eyes on a global scale.
So the purpose of this show is to try to get our Christian brothers and sisters to stand up and live in truth. We got about a minute or so here before we start closing down the show, Pastor. What is the advice to that Christian today? What are you telling someone like me? What are you telling the people in the pew?
Well, as you know, I tell the people in the church at which God has placed me as a minister, as a senior pastor, is that if you're going to serve Jesus, you can't serve God in mammon. You can't serve God in money. You can't serve God in your position. You can't serve God in your job. You can't serve God in the government. You can't serve God and anybody. It is Christ first. Christ crucified and resurrected is the message, but we must stand for what is right. And that means if you're going to be persecuted for it, you're persecuted for it. I know, listen, I'm not looking for any other position. I'm the senior pastor of Christian Life Fellowship, but I know there's many churches that would not want me because I will not compromise on these issues. So, you know, from a quote-unquote career standpoint, which I don't look at ministry as a career, but let's just from the quote-unquote career standpoint, you know, I'm not helping myself, but I should just go along to get along. You know, I could be moving up in the ranks, going to different places, you know, and all that kind of thing. Listen, my pulpit's not for sale. The Bible's the Word of God. And if you're a Christian, you just stand on the Word of God. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It doesn't change with the times. The Bible's the Word of God. That's the end of it. If you're a Christian, stand by it.
Pastor, you have someone that wants to maybe get in touch with you, talk to you about these issues. How do they email you?
They can either get me at smellthetruth.com, you can email me from there, or you can go directly to my church email address, which is Dr. Dave, that's D-R-D-A-V-E, at clfchurch.com. That's Dr. Dave at clfchurch.com, or just go to smellthetruth.com, and you can email me from there as well.
I'm the coach, saying thank you for listening today to this all-important issue, Planned Parenthood Exposed. This is another version of that. We'll have more shows probably on this. Pastor, I want to thank you for your time and what you do here with Smell the Truth Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. For Dr. David Berman, I am the coach, Rob Lotito. God bless and have a great day.
And the fight for freedom goes on.
Smell the Truth.